Our current fund balance for all funds is $120 million.
The DISD's Brian Howard on the budget staff laid out the 2012-2013 budget to fewer than 10 people who showed up at Lakewood Elementary School in East Dallas. After severe state funding cuts, the $1.15 billion budget is $23 million leaner than last year. 10 DISD schools were closed to save more than $11 million, even though some new schools will open. Custodians have been cut. If one is sick, the work just piles up. Longtime DISD observer Sandy Mosley was frustrated by the salaries incoming Superintendent Mike Miles will pay some top appointees.
I wish our new superintendent well, but I think that our new superintendent is getting off on the wrong foot in paying his people that he's importing from Colorado these huge salaries.
Mosley was referring to the communications director Miles has hired. Jennifer Sprague will make $185,000, up from $85,000 in Colorado Springs.
I'm sure that eventually our trustees will take the bull by the horn.
PTA parent Maria Hasbany has two children in the district. She was not concerned about executive-level salaries, but worries over the state's drastic funding cuts.
Across all public schools in Dallas, there's so much need, and hearing and seeing firsthand the need and then hearing that the resources for fixing any of those problems is dwindling is really scary.
Trustee Mike Morath fears students may pay the biggest price for the state's funding cuts.
Our overall level of funding is somewhere in the neighborhood of $9,300 per kid. If you look at high-performing private schools in the area, Hockaday, Episcopal School of Dallas, Good Shepherd, those are all north of $18,000 a kid, and some of them north of $25,000 a kid. To provide a comparable education for half the resources is somewhere between difficult and a pipe dream.
Morath is confident administrators can successfully navigate through difficult budget waters. DISD budget town hall meetings are scheduled every night this week. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.